ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशता जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो यस्टरडे वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग अबाउट the difference between the Vaidhi Sadhana as prescribed by our Sampradaya and the Vaidhi Sadhana prescribed by other Sampradaya. It's not the same. Our Vaidhi Sadhana is meant to naturally lead us to Raghanuga Sadhana, whereas other Sampradaya Vaidhi Sadhanas are meant to take us to Vrinda, to Vaikuntha. This difference we saw yesterday. And also we were discussing what is the role of Vaidhi Sadhakas in our this thing. There, he mentioned the point of Murari Gupta, and in this connection we were discussing, even Murari Gupta was suggested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to assist in his movement by chanting Krishna's name only. So he participated in many Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu. But having said that, he continued to stay as a Ram Bhakta only. बिकॉज जो कोई स्थायी भाव तक पहुंच गया तो उनका चेंज नहीं होता है, यू नो इट डज नॉट चेंज। सो बिफोर स्थायी भाव इट कैन चेंज एंड दैट इज वाई देर इज सो मच एम्फोसिस ऑन एसोसिएशन। देयरफॉर रागानुग साधकास को टू प्रोटेक्ट देयर मूड, यू नो दे आर नॉट इवन सपोज टू परफॉर्म सम काइंड ऑफ डीटी वर्शिप कनेक्टेड टू you know, Rukmini Dwarakadish also. Oh, mantras of chanting nahi karna chahiye unko. Some limbs, Archana limb is there, but within the limbs of Archana, there are certain things which they do not practice, which may reinforce their Vaidhi Bhava. If that is the case, then what then to speak of taking association of those who are not in that mood at all? Therefore, till one reaches the stage of sthayi bhava, sthayi bhava means the level of bhava. Bhava ka star pe pahunchne tak kuch bhi ho sakta hai. It all depends on association. Once they reach the stage of bhava, abhi ruchi asakti ka star pe, if they take a very powerful association of some other sampradaya, then it can affect them. बट भाव का स्तर पे आने के बाद दे कैन गिव एसोसिएशन एंड चेंज अदर्स इन्फ्लुएंस अदर्स बट दे कैन नॉट गेट इन्फ्लुएंस बिकॉज स्थाई भाव मीन्स इट इज देयर टू स्टे स्थाई बट टिल वन गेट्स दैट स्थाई भाव इट कैन ऑलवेज चेंज सो देयरफॉर आवर करंट अट्रैक्शंस टू पर्टिकुलर लिम्स पर्टिकुलर फॉर्म्स आर नॉट नेसेसरली इंडिकेटिव ऑफ आवर स्थाई भाव. It is probably just indicative of our current association that we are receiving. It is not necessarily indicative of our sthayi bhava. But still sthayi bhava, anything can happen. It can change. That is why there is so much emphasis on association. He had his Thai Bhava, and in Prevrat Maharaj's episode, it is clearly explained by Shri Vishnu Jagat Thakur that this episode of Prevrat Maharaj and the episode of Bharat Maharaj are specially orchestrated by the Supreme Lord to give some lessons to others. But otherwise, it is impossible for someone at the stage of Bhava to get attracted to a deer. What all he gave up and came. Jahau yuvaiva malavad uttama shloka lalasa, it is mentioned. So it is impossible for him. And even if he may get attracted, that is not called as fall down. Because as a deer, it is mentioned that he had 1000 times more prema than what he had when he was Bharat Maharaj. His devotion was only increasing. He was 24 hours hearing Krishna Katha spoken in Pulaha Ashram. which deer does that? He was not associating with his other deer mates. So therefore, Bharat Maharaj's case is a very different case. So Vishnu Jagadakur says that there are two kinds of obstacles. One kind of obstacles one gets by one's own sukratotta, dushkratotta or aparadotta like that. But when one reaches the stage of bhava, sometimes when they are put into certain inexplicable obstacles, it is directly orchestrated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for some purpose, to teach some lessons. Otherwise, it is impossible for someone at the stage of Bharat Maharaj to feel attracted to a deer.
No, it's just like what kind of sthayi bhava
he had. Like, oh, what kind of sthayi bhava he had, I don't know. Definitely, the acharyas do not mention what. But this is implied, it is indicated. This is all orchestrated by nonsense. Supreme Lord himself directly. Like Lord Shiva running after Murni Murthy. Like that, but these are not.
Correct.
Yeah, he does, but primarily unka ek bhav hi rehta hai. But rasa is little more complex. It's not as straightforward and simple as we think.
Because he takes example of Tukaram also. So he glorifies Krishna like as the devotees who offer their prayers, they offer Lord like all the like whatever he has to like, mainly the Shavataras and
yeah, they may do, but primarily
they have their own
they have their own Ishtadev and they glorify them. And Vrajaka, see the generic Vaidhi sthayi bhavas are little weak and in one sense. I mean in terms of rasa. And the Raganuga sthayi bhava is very strong and fixed. That Raghunath Das Goswami would not even drink from that Chandravali's hometown's drone. So that is very fixed. But Vaidhi is in general only generic only. Vaidhi sthayi bhava is quite generic. So therefore it is possible for someone. These devotees should note that Lord Chaitanya encouraged Murari to follow the above principle, that is to worship Radha and Krishna while remaining faithful to Lord Rama. In this regard, Lochandas Thakur narrates, then Lord Gaura mercifully said to Murari, please do not know anything but devotion to me. If that is your desire, I will be Lord Ramchandra to you. So when he was chanting and glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was seeing him as Lord Rama. I will be Lord Ramachandra and you will taste the nectar of service to me. Still in the Sankirtan moment you must chant the glories of Sri Radha and Krishna. In this way please render devotional service to me. Please hear these words with all your heart. This is Chaitanya Mangal. To conclude this topic of how ISKCON's members should practice devotional service, they should neither reject the path of Rajabhakti nor take it up prematurely. This is the essence that we have been discussing before. Prematurely taking up is also a problem, it leads to sahajayism, and to reject it in itself will lead to, then we are not in the right sampradaya, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that. Abhi ek feast bana raha hun, wo feast mein mainly coconut rice or वो कल का वो सब्जी बना है वो मेन लड़ी तो कोई बोले कि प्रभु जी मैं आपका खाने के लिए आया तो चलो 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 बोल के राइस लिया, नॉन स्पाइसी दाल सब्जी ले लेके बैठ गया। तो मतलब यस यू सैट एंड ऑनर्ड, बट जो मैं आपको खिलाना चाहा वो तो लिया ही नहीं आपने। थोड़ा चपाती लिया और नॉन स्पाइसी दाल लिया, नॉन स्पाइसी सब्जी लिया। सो इट मे ऑल्सो इंडिकेट दैट we have probably not accepted the process as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu properly, because if that had been done, then it would have naturally, our Vaidhi would have naturally transformed into Raghava. Unless they genuinely desire Vaikuntha Bhakti, their patient fidelity to the regulative principles of devotional service will in good time mature into the spontaneous service of the Vrajavasis. So therefore, अगर उनको बाकी लोगों से सुन सुन के वैकुंठ भक्ति के प्रति एक खास आकर्षण आ गया है, तो उनको साधना भक्ति व्रज भक्ति में परिवर्तित नहीं होगा, क्योंकि वो कर रहे हैं और जप रहे हैं तो हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र ही, पर सुन रहे हैं वैकुंठ भक्ति के बारे में, तो ये हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र वैकुंठ भक्ति का ही पोषण करेगा, व्रज भक्ति का पोषण नहीं करेगा। द इम्पिटस फॉर रेगुलेटिव प्रैक्टिस इज फेथ इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड फियर दैट बाय ट्रांसग्रेसिंग स्क्रिप्चरल इंजंक्शंस वन विल कमिट सिन एंड दस सफर। टू मेक दिस पॉइंट टू ऑल फोर सोशल ऑर्डर्स ऑफ लाइफ एंड देयर स्पिरिचुअल काउंटर पार्ट्स द फोर आश्रम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेज येषां पुरुषं साक्षात् आत्म प्रभवमीश्वरं न भजन्ति अवजानन्ति स्थानात् भ्रष्टात् पतन्ति इति। So in the previous verse he says, Mukabahuru padebhya purushasya ashramaihi saha chatvaro jagnire varna gunair vipradaya pratak yesham purusham sakshat atma prabhavam ishwaram na bhajanti avajananti sthanat brashtat patantyata. Meaning, the four varnas and four ashramas form the various limbs of the Supreme Lord's body. And just as all the individual limbs are meant to support and cooperate with the overall body, similarly all the varnas and ashramas should cooperate with Lord Vishnu. But if they do not cooperate, sthanat brashtat patangida, they will fall down from their varnashram position and go outside that, which means they may get either animal birth or within human birth they will get the antyaja birth. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha virashimayana. This verse spoken by Narada is more than just a sober warning to worship Krishna. It is a synthesis of the purpose behind the rules and regulations of the Vedas that govern the Varnashram social system. In essence, it instructs all living entities to conduct their lives according to the will of the Supreme Lord. By remembering His instructions, they invariably remember Him. And by remembering Him faithfully and favorably, they serve the purpose of those instructions. Practicing devotees by definition feel great concern for scriptural injunctions, because for them following such injunctions is their means to approach Krishna. So, Vaidhi sadhakon ko, you know, they will have great respect and concern for following the scriptural injunctions, because that is their way of connecting to Krishna. However, the numerous recommendations and prohibitions, vidhi and nishedh, or the Vedic injunctions, sometimes appear contradictory and can become a source of bewilderment. अरे कौन सा follow करे कौन सा follow नहीं करे? कुछ लोग बोल रहे हैं कि वर्णाश्रम करो, कुछ लोग बोल रहे हैं कि वर्णाश्रम नहीं करो, क्या है? So the governing principle is smartavya satatam vishnor vismartavya anujatujit sarve vidhi nishedhyasir yetayor eva kim karam. The governing principle of this Vaidhi sadhana principle is, because Vaidhi sadhana is only based on vidhi and nishedh. So, sarve vidhi nishedhyasyo etayo deva kinkaram. But the essence of all Vaidhi sadhana bhakti is always think of Krishna, never forget Him. But of course, here satatam does not mean every moment. Because if satatam meant every moment, then it would not be possible for a sadhaka to do it. So So then he will develop loss of taste, loss of faith in the process. If you try to make the process harder than what Krishna has given, then people lose faith in the process. They will think that it's impossible to follow. Or trying to follow it over a long period of time, people will develop lot of internal stress in doing that, and sometimes they may break down actually. So therefore, Vishnu Chaitanya clarifies that he says, satatam here means daily or regularly. Dhyayam stuvam stasya yashasthi sandhyam nityam bhagavata sevaya. Like that, rather than every moment you have to remember Krishna. Is this a reasonable expectation from a beginning sadhaka? अगर ये करेंगे तो ही आप वैदिक साधना कर रहे हैं. वैसे बोलेंगे तो कौन करेगा वो? कोई भी मतलब नो वन विल बी क्वालिफाइड फॉर परफॉर्मिंग दैट काइंड ऑफ साधना. दिस ब्रिलियंट स्टेटमेंट सिंप्लीफाइज द मेनी कंफ्यूजिंग एंड समटाइम्स कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी स्टेटमेंट्स ऑफ स्क्रिप्चर इनटू वन रूल एंड वन प्रोहिबिशन. ऑलवेज रिमेंबर कृष्णा एंड नेवर फॉरगेट हिम. By adhering to these two injunctions, alert devotees can perfectly fulfill all their duties. But if devotees are not alert, they will forget Krishna and fall from their positions even if they perfectly execute all the varnashram duties. Mundane or blind obedience offers no spiritual benefit. How can one always think of Krishna? It is natural for a person in love to always be absorbed in thoughts of his or her beloved. ये भाव का स्तर पर ठीक है क्योंकि वो स्वाभाविकी वृद्धि है. वो जो लव है इट इज स्वाभाविकी, बट फॉर अ साधका इट इज नॉट स्वाभाविकी. सिमिलरली एडवांस डिवोटीज अप्रोचिंग द स्टेज ऑफ एक्सटैटिक डिवोशन, एक्सटैटिक डिवोशन भाव, कॉन्स्टेंटली थिंक अबाउट कृष्णा देयर बिलवड. दिस इज द परफेक्शन ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. हाउएवर डिवोटीज इन द अर्ली स्टेजेस ऑफ वैदिक साधना आर नॉट सो एडवांस्ड. दे कैनॉट ऑलवेज रिमेंबर कृष्णा. Their bad habits influence and distract them, and therefore their affection for the Lord is less mature and therefore less intense. Vaidhi Sadhaka. For this reason, Rupa Goswami in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu and Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas have compiled basic rules of devotion to help practicing devotees fix their knowing and vision. 64 limbs diya hai taki koi to ek do teen char limb mein lage raho. Aapka man lage ya na lage, par indriyon ko to लगे रहो. आपको मृदंग बजाना अच्छा आता है, अच्छा लगता है कीर्तन में, तो मृदंग बजाओ. अरे प्रभु जी मृदंग बजाना अच्छा लगता है पर 24 घंटा मृदंग तो मैं बजा नहीं पाऊँ. ठीक है, और क्या क्या अच्छा लगता है? प्रसाद अच्छा लगता है. ठीक है, एक घंटा गाओ, ये दो घंटा मृदंग, एक घंटा गाओ, तो तीन घंटा हो गया. प्रभु जी एक्चुअली ना कुछ तो प्रॉपर सेंस ऑफ अकम्प्लिशमेंट चाहिए ना. सेवा में एक चार पांच घंटा मुझे वो सेंस ऑफ अकम्प्लिशमेंट मिलता है. ठीक है, पांच घंटा सेवा करो. पांच तीन आठ हो गया. और जी सुबह का मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम तो चार घंटा वो मुझे नरिशमेंट मिलता है. ठीक है, चार घंटा, बारह घंटा हो गया. छः घंटा तो सोना है ना पूरे, कितना 18 घंटा हो गया. और खाना और फ्रेश होना वो सब मिलके एक दो घंटा चाहिए, 20 घंटा हो गया. और चार घंटा थोड़ा आफ्टरनून डिस्कशन में एक घंटा आना अच्छा लगता है. ठीक है, 21 घंटा हो गया. और तीन घंटा क्या अच्छा लगता है? थोड़ा लेक्चर सुनना अच्छा लगता है, एक घंटा. 22 घंटा हो गया. और क्या अच्छा लगता है? और कुछ तो एक दो घंटा कर. तो ऐसे 24 घंटा का मतलब 64 लिम दिया है. उसमें आपको जो भी अच्छा लगता है वो लिम्स को करते रहेंगे तो 24 घंटा निकल जाएगा आराम से. सो दैट इज साधना भक्ति. दैट इज व्हाई ही सेज कृति साध्य भवेत साध्य भावासा साधना भिता. एंगेजिंग द सेंसेस इन इन द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ डिवोशन so that one can reach the stage of bhava. So therefore, engaging the senses come first, then engaging the mind automatically follows. Tan nama roopa charitadi sukirtananu स्मृत्योर क्रमेण रसना मनसी नियोच्य. फर्स्ट रसना इन टंग, रसना नहीं. देन रसना इंडिकेट्स जिह्वादौ, जिह्वा चक्षु श्रवण नासिका एंड सो ऑन. Starting with the senses, then one should eventually engage the mind. First the senses, then the mind, because that is a natural process. Otherwise, if we directly try to engage the mind, like we were discussing the other day, it is like keeping all the doors open, allowing all the dust to come inside, but ब्रूमिंग द फ्लोर इन साइड. अरे मन का कचरा नहीं जा रहा है, मन का कचरा नहीं जा रहा है. अरे इंद्रियों से आपने पूरा फ्री एक्सेस दे दिया. यू आर वॉचिंग इन अप्रोप्रिएट थिंग्स, हियरिंग इन अप्रोप्रिएट थिंग्स, ईटिंग इन अप्रोप्रिएट थिंग्स, स्मेलिंग इन अप्रोप्रिएट थिंग्स, एंड देन यू आर होपिंग दैट माइंड विल बी अब्सॉर्ब इन द होली नेम. हाउ विल इट हैपन? इट इज लाइक ऑन अ cyclone day when dust is getting flying here and there and coming inside through the doors and windows, and you are trying to broom the house inside without closing the doors and windows. How is it possible? So first we have to close the doors and windows. तस्मात्त्वम् इन्द्रियाण्यादौ नियम्य भरतर्षभ. दैट इज व्हाट कृष्णा सेज. ही सेज दैट इन्द्रियाणि मनोबुद्धिर् अस्याधिष्ठानम् उच्यते. द थ्री प्लेसेस ऑफ रेसिडेंस ऑफ लस्ट आर इंद्रिय मन एंड बुद्धि. बट देन ही सेज स्टार्ट विद द इंद्रियस, दैट इज द मोस्ट इजीएस्ट, बिकॉज वंस द इंद्रिय स्टॉप, फ्रेश फीड नहीं आ रहा है माइंड को. Fresh unfavorable feed is not coming. Then you choose what you want to feed to the mind. So only shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, mridangam, wohi aap feed karte rahega, to mind wo paanch che cheez mein se sabse acha jo lagta hai usme hi jaake baithega. But wo jo paanch che cheez aap jo de rahe hain, that is not anything connected to sense gratification. लाइक आज सुबह जपा का टाइम मुझे कॉन्स्टेंटली ये याद आ रहा था, अरे यार सैटरडे संडे मुझे कुकिंग करना है, क्या मेनू डिसाइड करूं, मुझे वो सुपरवाइजर को बताना पड़ेगा नहीं तो गलत सब्जी ऑर्डर कर देगा. फिर बोलेगा कि प्रभु जी आपका कल का मेनू ये है. कल का मेनू तो मुझे डिसाइड करना है, आप कैसे डिसाइड करेंगे, क्योंकि मैंने पहले सब्जी बताया ही नहीं, उन्होंने जो बोला वही सब्जी बनाना पड़ा, है ना. तो मैं सोच रहा था क्या मेनू डिसाइड करें, उनको बताना पड़ेगा, अरे बोलना नहीं चाहिए, भूल गया तो उनका जो मनमानी सब्जी ऑर्डर कर देगा, ऐसा वैसा. नहीं नहीं, सैटरडे संडे के लिए ही टोल्ड मी वेडनेसडे यू टेल मी. सो बाय वेडनेसडे, सो माय मेनू प्लानिंग वाज गोइंग ऑन माय जप्पा. सो ऑफ कोर्स अभी थोड़ा नया नया एंट्री मिला है ना किचन में, थोड़ा इट इज स्टिल क्वाइट एक्साइटिंग. सो एक्साइटिंग, मोस्ट एक्साइटिंग ऑफ माय करंट सेवा, तो दैट कीप्स ऑन कमिंग, दैट इज स्टिल बेटर देन अदर नॉनसेंस थॉट्स. आई एम नॉट टेलिंग दैट वन शुड ट्राई टू थिंक ऑफ दीज थिंग्स व्हाइल डूइंग जपा, बट द पॉइंट इज द माइंड विल नॉट हैव एनी अदर चॉइस बट इट विल मेडिटेट ऑन दिस. नरकस्थोपि देहं वै पुमान् न त्यक्तुम् इच्छति. दिस कपिलदेव टेल्स इन दि थर्ड कैंटो. हि सेज दैट इवन अ पर्सन इन नरक डस नॉट वांट टू गिव अप नरक, बिकॉज इवन विद इन नरक ही फाइंड सम लिटिल लिटिल स्कोप ऑफ सेंस एंजॉयमेंट देयर एंड माइंड गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड टू दैट. फर्स्ट जब नरक लेके आया तो ही वॉन्टेड टू कमिट सुइसाइड, क्योंकि यार इतना नरक में लेके आ गया मुझे. बट वो नरक में थोड़ा दिन सेटल होने के बाद वो नरक में भी थोड़ा थोड़ा इधर उधर का सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन मिल गया उसको, तो उधर माइंड उधर सेटल हो जाता है. That is the nature of mind. It gets adjusted to whatever you provide it with. उसमें से most likable चीज को पकड़ के बैठ जाता है. That is the nature of mind. See, depends on what you feed it. So from one side, regulate the senses, give it only Krishna conscious feed, and from the other side, strengthen the intelligence by coming together and discussing and understanding shastras. So from intelligence from one side, senses from other side, mind is automatically controlled. You can't directly concentrate, deal with the mind. Directly dealing with the mind is very difficult. You have to deal in this way. Like directly Prime Minister को मिलना बहुत मुश्किल है Chief Minister. But Chief Minister का बेटा का classmate हो गए. If you are his classmate, you become his friend. वो अपने आप आपका हाथ पकड़ के लेके जाएगा उनका घर. So similarly, mind is like that. You cannot directly deal with the mind. But you can control the inlets for the mind. Mind kidhar jaake baithega, you can decide by what you choose to feed through the senses. Their bad habits influence and distract them, and therefore their affection for the Lord is less mature and therefore less intense. For this reason, Rupa Goswami in Bhaktirasam Sindhu and Sanatan Goswami in Haribhakti Vilas have compiled basic rules of devotion to help practicing devotees fix their minds on Krishna. Whatever excites you, you perform that. And that's exactly what Rupa Goswami says. The choice of one limb over the other, he says, is swavasana anusare. Aapka vasana ke anusar aapko jo achcha lagta hai. Abhi Ganganath Chaitanya Prabhu ko mridanga bajana kyun achcha lagta hai? वो गोलोक को वृंदावन में कृष्ण के लिए मृदंग बजाते हैं यार. हो भी सकता है, बट ऐसा जरूरत नहीं है. स्ववासना अनुसार है उनको कुछ तो. इवन बिफोर कमिंग टू कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस और व्हेन ही केम टू कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, ही डेवलप्ड सम म्यूजिकल सेंस, म्यूजिकल एबिलिटी सीख लिया. सीखने का अपॉर्चुनिटी मिला, अच्छा भी लगा. तभी वो कभी भी अपॉर्चुनिटी मिलेगा, ही लाइक्स टू प्ले मृदंग. Just certain vasanas that he developed, that's all. So swa vasana anusare. So just an opportunity to dovetail your propensities. 64 limbs are there. Whatever propensities you have, you can dovetail it in the Krishna conscious way. Varnashram is another opportunity for swa vasana anusare. According to your vasana, give you certain kind of varnashram duties are also designed in that way. So, but depending on one's nishta, whatever is one's constitutional, whatever is one's conditioning, dovetailing one's conditioned propensities. So, varnashram is one way. वैदि साधना इज अनदर वे. किसी का कर्मनिष्ठा है, देन ही कैन डाउटेल हिज मंडेन प्रोपेंसिटीज थ्रू द वेरियस लिम्स ऑफ वर्णाश्रम. इफ समवन हैज भक्ति निष्ठा, देन ही कैन डाउटेल हिज प्रोपेंसिटीज थ्रू द 64 लिम्स. एंड इफ समवन हैज रीच्ड द स्टेज ऑफ भाव, ऑल हिज प्रोपेंसिटीज, नेचुरल प्रोपेंसिटीज आर डिवोशनल. सो द भाव भक्ति ऑल्सो अलाउज हिम टू his all his activities are swavasana anusarena. So this principle of engagement according to one's propensities is available at different levels. At karmanishta level, it is available in the form of varnashram. At bhakti nishta level, it is available in the form of vaidhi sadhana limbs. And at bhava bhakti level, it is available in the form of the spontaneous activities that he performs. So it is dependent on one's nishta. What is one's qualification according to that? So therefore one should not say, many times people give this argument that look, for progressing in spiritual life, you need the limbs of bhakti, but for engaging your propensity you need varnashram. That's not a very valid argument, because engagement of your propensities is possible in through the 64 limbs. In fact, Rupa Goswami says that, oh, actually in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami has given laksha, lakhs of limbs, but I have condensed them and presented only 64 of the important ones. 64 are zip files actually. Oh, 64 may be aap click karenge to there are many, many types of each one of those limbs. I say lakhs means very, it's much more detailed. So Rupa Goswami says that he selected 60. Oh, same point is making here. Rupa Goswami says that he selected 64 prominent rules of devotional service from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Thakur Bhakti Vinod mentions that Sri Rupa's 64 items come from similar instructions Krishna gave Uddhava. Many of the verses he quotes to substantiate the 64 limbs are directly from Uddhava Gita. If you see, he has rearranged the same verse. Among the 64 items, some are engagements for the body, some for the senses, some for the mind. Thus, regulative devotional service is practice, in practice, or sadhana bhakti is the method of engaging the body, mind and senses in Krishna's service. Some devotees reach perfection by practicing only one ekanga bhakti or anekanga bhakti. Some people may perfect by predominantly practicing one limb. As an eki limb, kyunki pehla 20 anga or last 5 are non-negotiable, everyone has to practice it. But one may predominantly practice one limb. Enjoy. Sorry, मैं अच्छा सा सो के आया, आपको नींद नहीं मिला, so I should not be critical, मुझे embarrassing लग रहा है. The end result of fully executing each activity, however, is constant remembrance of Krishna. But when you engage in these 64 items, the end result is Satatam Vishnu, eventually, not initially. Initially, only the senses may engage. But slowly, slowly the mind will engage. Srila Prabhupada was a master at engaging his disciples, and indeed the whole world is fixing the mind on Krishna, and he did so in a way that simultaneously fulfilled Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission. Two examples of Srila Prabhupada's genius at engaging others are book distribution and the enrollment of life members. Srila Prabhupada writes, when one goes with a Sankirtan party or to sell books, he naturally thinks that he is going to sell Krishna's books. In this way, he is remembering Krishna. Don't see it as Vaishya mentality.
For example,
engaging others means people may have, like for example, at some point, I really loved distributing books. And at some point before that, I thought I could do any service, but I can never do book distribution. When I was in United States, in our college, university campus, it was the one of the largest university campus in the whole of United States. Stanford is a very small university. It's one of the prestigious universities. It's a very, very small university. But Penn State was one of the largest campus, many the number of students, I think it was the second or third largest campus and the seventh largest number of students wise. So it was one of the sought campus. It's only Sadhana Swami Maharaj has come to Penn State and preached. Maharaj himself personally told me long time back. Maharaj said, oh, I used to come and preach there. So Nyurudnamse Brahmacharis used to come every once in a while to distribute books there. It's a very good place to distribute books. So they used to, by the time I was staying with devotees, and they used to come and stay in our house. So we used to facilitate everything for them. For them, Brahmacharis means lords. So pura unka ekdam jabardast prasad banate the, unka kapda vapda dhoke de dete the. तो वो सब करते थे, पर बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन में जाने का हिम्मत नहीं था. आई टोल्ड प्रभुजी वी विल डू ऑल, आई विल डू ऑल बैकग्राउंड सर्विस बट आई कैन नॉट कम विथ यू फॉर बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन लाइक दैट. बट देन व्हेन आई इवेंचुअली केम टू बीटी एंड वन आर टू इयर्स आफ्टर दैट, इट वॉज माई मोस्ट लव्ड सर्विस. आई यूज टू गो आउट ऑफ यू नो एक्स्ट्रा टाइम आई यूज टू डू. तो एवरी डे आई यूज टू ऑफिशियल टाइम 2 घंटा है तो मैं 4 घंटा करके आता था. इतना मुझे आई यूज टू लव इट बट दैट सो सो दैट डज नॉट नेसेसरली मीन दैट यू नो वैश्य टेंडेंसी बिकॉज देयर कुड बी मेनी इम्पिटस फॉर डूइंग इट. So we need not brand that, oh here is Vaishya. So matlab then I should also simultaneously have attraction for Krishi, Goraksha and all those things. Not like that. Vanijya bhi nahi tha, matlab aisa nahi tha ki profit, in terms of profit. If I had Vaishya Vritti then I would say koi wealthy person interested hai to main thoda price bada chada ke thoda extra profit karne ka bhi, you know, I may try. That is not the case. Srila Prabhupada writes, yeah, so you cannot put like that, you know. When you try to fit everything, you will be frustrated actually. You yourself will think, arey mujhe padhai achha lagta hai, tumhe brahman hi rahoga. Arey, but ye sab cheez. बट क्लेनलीनेस में तो मैं बहुत वीक हूँ, तो कैसे शमो दमस तपस्य और सेंस कंट्रोल तो आ रहे, तो मतलब तो मैं ब्राह्मण भी नहीं हूँ, तो क्या है वैश्य? हाँ वैश्य हो सकता हूँ. तो ऐसा ऐसा यू नो यू वी वांट टू ट्राई टू फिट आवरसेल्फ्स इनटू वन बॉक्स, इट डजंट जनरली हैपन. बस प्योर वो संस्कार है ही नहीं,
समथिंग में प्रॉब्लम होता है.
हाँ बट दैट इज ओके. वॉट एवर मिक्सड रजस्तमो सत्व रजस्तमो इंप्रेशन है, एंगेज इट इन कृष्णा सर्विस. सी वी हैव टू सी ये जो संस्कार है दे आर लिटिल फेवरेबल, दे आर नॉट मैंडेटरी फॉर डिवोटीज. ये मैंडेटरी नहीं है. If you say that it is mandatory, then all the devotees who have come from the West, they cannot perfect their life. क्योंकि उनका तो दशविध संस्कार में उनको एक भी नहीं, और वो छोड़ दो उनको दशविध एंटी संस्कार से एकदम बेकार. So therefore, these are sort of favorable, but these are not mandatory. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur in in the book Bhaktyaloka, on the essay on Niyamagraha, he writes what are the vidhi and nished for karmanishta, jnana nishta and bhakti nishta. Usme dashavida samskara is vidhi for karmanishta, but not for jnana and bhakti nishta. But it could be, some of those samskaras could be favorable to be adapted in for bhakti. Like for example, Garbhadana Samskar. Because the child who is going to take shelter of the mother's womb, we do not know whether he would be a devotee or not. So Garbhadana Samskar karenge, to at least usko proper Varnashram Shraddha to rahega, at least that kind of soul will get attracted to the womb. So then to train him after he receives the seed will be easier. But having said that, this is not a, is not mandatory. Otherwise, how would you explain Kirata Gunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhirashubhaya Manahatma? They didn't have any of these samskaras. Is it not possible for them to become devotees? Not like that. Srila Prabhupada was a master at engaging. Okay. Srila Prabhupada writes, when one goes with a Sankirtan party or to sell books, he naturally thinks that he is going out to sell Krishna's books. In this way, he is remembering Krishna. Srila Prabhupada does not restrict his concept of remembering Krishna to meditating only on Krishna's forms or pastimes. But smaranam ne alag alag prakar ka hai. Leela smaranam hai, nama smaranam hai, seva smaranam hai, seva dhyanam. Us seva dhyanam section mein he describes that pratishtan for brahmana who used to unka jo ungli lag jata tha wo aur jal jata tha. So then Lord Vishnu sitting in Lord Narayan sitting in Vaikuntha used to laugh and Lakshmi Devi would ask, hey, why you are laughing? And he would bring that Brahmana there and tell his story and then establish, give him a permanent service in Vaikuntha like that. So that is Seva Dhyana. One can meditate on Seva also.
In that discussion with the Sarudamadhar Goswami, Prabhupada, all the scientific things you are discussing, how...
Sarudamadhar...
Sarudamadhar Goswami.
Maharaj.
Sarudamadhar
Goswami. Prabhupada, Sarudamadhar.
Goswami.
सरुदामदर महाराज बोलते हैं ठीक है हाँ
सरुदामदर डिसाइड कर रहे थे प्रपाल तमांग कृष्ण आज के प्रपाल जी जना फ्लेट सासम कीर्तन मतलब बड़े बड़े बड़ा जी गोइंग ऑन सर कीर्तन होंगे
हाँ अच्छा पहले बार सुन रहा
हूँ लीला मर्द कैसे कीर्तन होंगे
अच्छा लीला मर्द कैसे For his divine grace, full engagement in Krishna's service, especially in speaking about him, is the means of remembrance most suited to Vaishnavas of every caliber. Young men and women especially can dovetail their exuberance with this noble cause. By so doing, they purify their hearts and acquire the ability to think of Krishna at will, especially by speaking, glorifying Krishna. In this way, Srila Prabhupada marries preaching with Vaidhi Sadhana. He thus engages his followers in the topmost religious principle, that is remembering Krishna. Devotees interested in a detailed description of the 64 items of devotional service should consult the Nectar of Devotion. The first 20 items of devotional service Rupa Goswami gives are of prime importance, comprising of 10 do's and 10 don'ts. The list of do's forms the foundation of regulate Vaidhi Sadhana, and their strict observance assures rapid advancement in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada writes, success is sure for the rigid practitioner. This is from Bhagavad Gita 6:24 purport. This is Abhyasena to Kaunte verse. 6:24 is what? No. Avoiding the do nots removes obstacles to advancement. Srila Prabhupada adds, the first three items are most essential. Adav Guru Padashre, Shri Krishna Dikshadi Sikshanam, Vishrambena Guru or Seva. Taking shelter of a Guru's lotus feet, taking the siksha and diksha from him and serving him with respect and reverence. The remaining 44 items include 39 secondary items and 5 very special ones. 20. So first 20 and last 5 are non-negotiable items. Sadhu Sangana Makirtan Bhagavata Shravan Maturavasa Srimurti Rashadaya Sevan. So these are the five potent limbs. It is difficult to understand the wonderful potency of these items of devotional service. A slight connection with any of them, even when one has no faith, can awaken a person's dormant love of Krishna. Rupa Goswami says, Duruha Adbhuta Viryesmin Shraddha Durestu Panchake. Sadbhava Sadbhava Sadhya Bhava Janmani, like that he says. So this is in Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu. He says that Duruha Adbhuta Viryasmin, it is impossible to imagine the extent of potency of this process, of these five limbs. Shraddha Durestu Panchake. Shraddha to Dur ki baat hai, but Lesha Matra Sambandha with these five elements, Sadhya Bhava Janmani, can take one to the level of bhava also, like that he says. Regarding deity worship, for example, Rupa Goswami warns his readers that if they unknowingly behold the deity of Govindji, they will be overwhelmed with ecstasy and will abandon worldly pursuits. My dear friend, he writes, you know this famous, he composed his own shlokas. If you are indeed attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda. as he stands on the bank of the Yamuna at Keshi Ghat. Vyajastati. Casting sidelong glances, he places his flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body, bending in three places, appears very bright in the moonlight. The reader may wonder why Rupa Goswami does not mention faith in this last statement glorifying the deity of Krishna. This book, Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, places so much stress on the importance of faith. Shri Rupa now saying that faith is not required for those wishing to quickly arouse ecstasy and love. Yes, that is what he is precisely saying. Faith is not a prerequisite for bhakti. So this might be a shocking thing. But actually if you see in Madhurya Kadambini, Shri Vishnu Jagat Thakur mentions that yes, faith is the qualification for bhakti, but if you practice any other process without faith, it will not give any result. Ashraddaya hutam dattam tapastaptam kritam che asaditi uchate partha nachatat pretinoi. Any kind of activity done without faith will not give any result in this life or next life. But what happens when someone performs bhakti without faith? He eats prasad without faith. He has friendship with devotees, but without faith, he will get bhakti on moksha. So, this is like this. कोई भी दुकान में आप कुछ खरीदी करने के लिए जा रहे हैं, पॉकेट में पैसा नहीं है, आप वो दुकान में जाएंगे, तो आपको कुछ खरीद पाएंगे आप? नहीं खरीद पाएंगे. पर ये जो पर्टिकुलर सुपरमार्केट है, अगर 100 रुपए का एक आइटम है, आपके पास एक भी पैसा नहीं है, वो दुकान में जाएंगे तो बोलेगा कि मैं आपको आइटम नहीं दे सकता, पर ये लो 2 रुपए दे सकता हूँ. नेक्स्ट टाइम जाएगा, आइटम मिलेगा क्या? आइटम नहीं दे सकता हूँ पर आपको 2 रुपए दे सकता हूँ, 4 रुपए हो गया. ऐसे बार 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 जाके जाके 100 रुपए बन जाएगा, फिर जो भी उसको खरीदना है खरीद सकता है. सो भक्ति इज दैट काइंड ऑफ सुपर मार्केट. यू परफॉर्म भक्ति विदाउट फेथ, यू मे नॉट गेट, यू मे नॉट गो फ्रॉम श्रद्धा टू और भजन क्रिया का अनर्थ निवृत्ति तो नहीं होगा, बट अज्ञात सुकृति मिलेगा. पर अज्ञात सुकृति कलेक्ट होके 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 श्रद्धा में परिवर्तित हो जाएगा. So it gives you the, it makes you qualified for Shraddha, even though you are performing those activities without Shraddha. It acts as the precursor for developing Shraddha. This is the glory of practicing bhakti. So faith is not, so even if without faith we may take darshan of the deities, even if without faith we may participate in some Nama Sankirtan, without faith we may eat some prasadam, without faith we may have a friendship with some of our college friends who happen to be a devotee. So these are all, don't underestimate these things. Without faith hi kar rahe hain, par wo faith ko create karne wala potency hai ye activities mein, agyat sukriti ke dwara. Yes, that is precisely what he is saying. Krishna is so powerful that contact with him, even without faith, elevates anyone who merely looks at him. But Srila Rupa Goswami's conclusion should not be misconstrued as a recommendation for faithless practice. Aisa nahi hai ki agar jisko shraddha mil gaya, he should do everything in his within his this thing to enhance that faith. Rather, he is praising the potency of devotional service. It may be true that on rare occasions a person without faith comes to the stage of ecstasy. Kripa Siddhi ka star pe directly pahunch jayega. Very rare cases. But the prerequisite for receiving such special mercy is that the person must be completely free from offenses. Vishnu Chakravarti comments, that persons whose hearts and minds are purified of the slightest traces of offense may acquire rati and prema without developing faith. थोड़ा भी offensive mentality नहीं हुआ तो sometimes कृपा सिद्धि का पात्र बन जाते. In this way, even without the standard prerequisite of faith, devotees sometimes quickly attain perfection. Of course, when bhava does appear, it infuses devotees with deep, matchless faith. भाव का स्तर पे कोई practice करके पहुंच गया तो बहुत faith develop हो जाता है. Therefore, in the end, no devotee is without faith. As super excellent are as the five special limbs of devotion are, the manifestation of their glory is tempered in Kali Yuga by the practical reality of people's offensive nature. They are potent, but because of our offensive nature, especially in this age of Kali, unka potency kam nahi ho jata hai, but our offenses cloud the manifestation of the potency of these five limbs. People in this age, almost without exception, are unfortunate. What is that verse? Mandas manda matayo manda bhagya hivadutaya prayanal bhagya. Therefore, they cannot always receive the immediate benefits offered by these five amazing items of devotion service. To taste the bliss of loving devotion, then they must acquire faith and progressively develop that faith by advancing through the stages of devotional service and practice. So, because we have offensive mentality, even faithless practice cannot give us immediate benefit. Therefore, we have to practice Vaidisadhana and gradually try to increase our faith. So, to answer the reader's question, while for a very exceptional person who is free of offense, faith is not always a prerequisite for loving devotion. Common people devoid of such purity must acquire faith to systematically attain life's ultimate goal. This is one understanding. Another point of view is what I mentioned from Vishwanatha Thakur, who says that even without faith, if someone does, he gets a gyan smriti. These five peerless limbs of devotion also contain within them the nine limbs of devotional service, Navanga Bhakti, described by Prahlad Maharaj. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Nam Kirtan, for instance, contains chanting, hearing and remembering. Rupa Goswami mentions these nine items immediately after the first 20. Once established in devotional service, devotees must first perform these nine positive actions, whether grouped in five or grouped in nine. Any one of these practices can enable a devotee to achieve perfection. Parikshit Maharaj achieved perfection by hearing, Arjuna by being Krishna's friend. Devotees who practice all limbs simultaneously achieve success in the wake of Maharaj Ambarish. He perfects Vaivana Krishna Padaravinde Vacham Sevakunta Gunanava. Srila Prabhupada made these items of devotion the cornerstone of his form. The morning and evening programs are tailored to enable devotees to chant, japa, engage in kirtan, worship the deity, hear class on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. One who strictly follows Srila Prabhupada's program automatically does all these things in the company of devotees, the ingredient constantly stressed by Vaishnava Acharyas as most important. Importance of devotees association. Bhaktim muhu prabhavatam toimeva sankum. So, automatically morning program mein aisa button kiya, to sadhu sangat apne aap mil jate hain. Then there are daily engagements such as harinam, book distribution, temple maintenance, and occasional engagements such as putting on festivals, visiting holy places, visiting devotees, and so on. All in all, ISKCON devotees have ample opportunities to purify themselves, whether they live in the temple or in their own homes. They need only put into practice Srila Prabhupada's perfect program for Krishna consciousness. Usko practice karna chahiye. That program embraces the essence of engagement in devotional activities. Tasmat kenapi upayena manak krishne niveshayat. Somehow or other one must fix the mind on Krishna. So, but one may say, what if a person cannot follow all these limbs? A devotee can complete all 9 limbs of devotional service described in the Bhagavatam by practicing the 5 stressed by Rupa Goswami. At least 5 to karo. Of those 5, 3 are foremost. Associating with devotee, chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Of the 3, the first 2 are indispensable. Associating with devotees and chanting Hare Krishna. But if circumstances force devotees to choose only one, they should select chanting of the Lord's holy names. Chausat me se 25. 25 me se 5. 5 me se 3. 3 me se 2. 2 me se 1. Chanting the holy names is the most powerful spiritual practice. By chanting, a devotee automatically performs all other limbs of devotional service. In his Krama Sandarbha commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Jiva Goswami comments on Prahlad Maharaj's description of the ninefold practice of devotional service. Yadyanya bhakti kalau kartavya tada kirtanakya bhakti samyogenaiva iti uktam. Yajnehi sankirtana praya rajantihi sumedasa iti. Tatracha swatantram eva namakirtanam atyanta prashastam. The essence of this statement is that in the age of Kali, Kirtan must accompany the other 8 branches of Bhakti. In other words, Kirtan is not an option for one who wants to advance in devotional service. One has to perform Kirtan. Sri Jiva goes on to cite Srimad Bhagavatam, the emperor of all scriptures, and concludes that from Bhagavatam's objective point of view, Nama Sankirtan is the best of all devotional processes. Then one may say, if Kirtan is most important, Nama Sankirtan is most important, then why there is so much emphasis on Shravanam? Why then is hearing the first item on the list, and why is it frequently emphasized as the most important limb of devotional service? Pehle second chapter ka 11th shlok me, the 11th verse that Shukadev Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj, he says that Harer Namanu Kirtanam Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Haris Sarvatra Sarvata. No, what is that verse?
Tasmat Bhagavata Sarvatma.
No, Obini. Harer Namanu Kirtanam Yoginam Rupanirinitam Harer Namanu
Kirtanam
Etan Nirvidyamananam Ichchatam Kuto Bayam Yoginam Rupanirinitam Harer Namanu Kirtanam. So he mentions that he establishes that of all these processes, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, he says that Harinam Sankirtan is the best, or Kirtanam is the best. But next 7 din mein unhone kya kiya, kya karwaya Parikshit Maharaj se? Shravanam karwaya. Aur unhone khud kya kiya? Kirtanam. Agar pehle hi aapne conclude kar diya Harinam Sankirtan is the topmost process, he must have allowed Parikshit Maharaj to do Harinam Sankirtan. Unke paas to 7 hi din tha. Shukadev Goswami ke paas to bahut sara, he had many more days to live. But Parikshit Maharaj had only 7 days. Why did he make him hear? He must have allowed him to chant for 7 days. We, Shivaram Swami Maharaj kya bolte hain dekhenge. But actually you have to see, Shravan is the limb which empowers all the other limbs with faith. Unless you hear about the glories of the holy name, you cannot chant with faith. Unless you hear about the glories of Archanam, you cannot perform deity worship with faith. And ultimately, faith is the fuel which powers one's devotional service. So for that reason, Shravanam is very important. It is now Shivaram Swami Maharaj writes, it is true that revealed scriptures and their commentaries often make such statements about hearing, but they do so along with constant glorification of Sankirtan as the best limb of devotion. Srila Prabhupada explains, these are the 9 processes of devotional service of which Shravana, hearing, is most important. Without hearing, nobody can understand the saints of God. This is from Prabhupada's festival lecture. Here Srila Prabhupada stresses hearing as the most important because it is the only way to acquire knowledge even about chanting. Therefore, when considering the sequence of devotional activities, hearing must come first, and in that sense hearing is most important. But once a person has heard about the signs of God, of all the 9 limbs of devotion, chanting is the most important. So if Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing for 7 days, systematically the presentation, develops the requisite faith in Kirtan, then even one holy name chanted is capable of giving prema, because it's endowed with so much faith. But if one has not sufficiently heard about the glories, and just like that takes up to chanting, then bahujanma kare yadi shravana kirtan tabetana pave krishna pade premadan, because he also should hear about the offenses that he should avoid. So without, he says that improper sambandha gyan is the main reason for offensive chanting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. And sambandha gyan you gain by hearing and serving, of course. Therefore, when considering the sequence of devotional activities, hearing must come first, and in that sense hearing is most important. But once a person has heard about the signs of God, of all the 9 limbs of devotion, chanting is the most important. It is the most effective process for purifying the heart and achieving life's ultimate goal. Srimad Bhagavatam calls chanting the most auspicious activity and the one good quality of this age. Yatra sankirtanenaiva sarva svarthopi labhyate.
This was actually suspended. Tasmat sankirtanam kum sa jagat mangalam kum sa.
And of all the ways to chant the Lord's glories, including the recitation of the Vedas and Puranas, speaking one's own narrations of pastimes of the Lord, singing devotional songs and offering prayers, chanting the Lord's holy names is foremost, because it can at once independently awaken love of God in the heart. This is from Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita commentary. We should note that while devotees chant the Lord's holy names and glories, they will automatically also hear the name.
We focus so much on chanting, but actually mainly the chanting process is like our own personal thing, and seva is something which others can see. So mainly devotees will be encouraged to do more services because that's what it is. It's just to do your own relation to chanting. But no, I have never seen somebody come and tell you
chant extra,
chant nicely or chant extra rounds or focus more on Shravana. Maybe Maharaj instructions are there in the language itself. But in a way, in general, when we are in a group or association or inspiration, more focus is on the service.
It can be. But if we are in a proper group, then we should inspire each other to chant more, chant nicely also. Then that is proper Sangha. When time is there, when service is there, you may do some extra service. But when time is there, when service is not there, you should also inspire that person to chant more, hear more, work on the internal purification more. That is proper Sangha. Actually, see, if we are acting like that, then we are not acting properly. We should also facilitate their hearing and chanting more. And whenever there is an opportunity, we should inspire them to hear and chant more. And we should ask them how they are chanting. We should ask them how their spiritual life is, not just keep them accountable for the service. Because we will also become service authorities now. we should be concerned about their spiritual practices also, not just use them to get our services to them. We should note that while devotees chant the Lord's holy names and glories, they will automatically hear the name. That chanting is contained in the process of chanting. That hearing is contained in the process of chanting again confirms the foremost position of chanting. Both chanting Hare Krishna in private and chanting loudly in public must be performed. Both allowed chanting of Japa and public Kirtan are parts of Sankirtan. Jiva Goswami writes, Bahubir Militva Kirtanam Sankirtanam. When many devotees are assembled together to enjoy chanting the Lord's glories, such chanting is called Sankirtan. This is quoted in Amnaya Sutra. Why do the Acharya stress chanting Hare Krishna in public? When devotees chant to themselves, they are benefited, but when they chant in public, many others are benefited. When many devotees chant together in public, they benefit themselves, one another, and the conditioned souls who may be in the vicinity. Furthermore, because performing Sankirtan fulfills Lord Chaitanya's desire to bless the world, the devotees manage to please him. Gauranga's mercy then flows to all involved and the results expand exponentially. Thus, in Narada Muni's opinion, the benefits enjoyed by performers of public Nama Sankirtan are 100 times greater than those enjoyed by the chanters of Japa. Japato harinamani sthane shata gunadikah atmanam cha punatyuchair japan shrotrin punaticha. This is from Naradiya Puran, quoted in Chaitanya Bhagavata Adikanda. Compared to a person who is attached to chanting Japa, the person who performs loud chanting of the holy name of Sri Hari is 100 times better. This is because the person who chants Japa purifies himself, whereas the person who chants the holy name loudly in Kirtan purifies himself, all those who are with him, and everyone else who hears the holy vibration. The importance of chanting Hare Krishna cannot be overemphasized. Nam Sankirtan is the act of devotion that governs all other devotional acts and empowers them to bestow love of God on a devotee. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the Vaikuntha Dutas tell Gopakumar, when the nectar of the Lord's name appears in just one sense, all the senses are flooded with their own sweet tastes. Nam Sankirtan does not depend on any external conditions, prerequisite, paraphernalia, or previous qualification. It is independent of anything material and its performance readily accessible to all. Nam Sankirtan fulfills all sacrifices, penances, and austerities, for when one achieves ecstatic love of God, one attains the complete perfection of life. Therefore, whatever devotional service one performs, whatever ordinary activity one performs, one should humbly and meekly, free from all offense, chant the Lord's holy names. Srila Prabhupada writes, if one wants to achieve success at the end of his life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. Therefore, one should constantly, incessantly chant the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Still, chanting should be done with due respect for the holy name. This means that even though there are no hard and fast rules for chanting, devotees should avoid the 10 offenses against the holy name listed in the scripture. Devotees should be especially attentive not to commit offenses while chanting their prescribed rounds on the beads sanctified at their initiation. Chanting one's rounds while driving or cooking or slurring, skipping or adding words to the mantra are examples of disrespecting the name. Dozing while chanting, no, neglect.
While cooking, someone chants, not as a prescribed round. That's how it
is. See, we should not chant like what to say. We should not chant our rounds while cooking, but while cooking we can, like while cooking also we should chant.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Prescribed round.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This recently just one thought came in mind that Kendra Adhara Dhundi Ram, that stroke is there. So that mentioned that if we chant respectfully the holy name, then it's good taste for dinner. So I thought let me at least have a few things now. Prabhu Goswami mentions Adhara, so at least have some minimum first. At least I will chant without something, some, because it may be a very big list, like 10 offense and all. At least few things. Let me complete my rounds in the morning, or let me just at least put a few restrictions, few principles.
But keep all the points. And slowly, slowly, tick mark. Unfortunately, such negligence is prevalent in ISKCON today. Offensive chanting invariably debilitates faith in the efficacy of Vaidhi Bhakti and weakens one's ability to remember Krishna. Offenders, the holy name, are unable to reap the ample protection real chanting awards. By such offensive chanting, devotees gradually retreat to Maya's lap. Chapter 2 provides a list of the anomalies by which devotees can evaluate whether or not they are trying hard enough to avoid offenses in their chanting. Okay, so we have another 10 slides. We will take this tomorrow. It's already 2:15, 2:16. We'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani ki
jai.